NATO says it's united, but the alliance hasn't so far broken the military deadlock in Libya. Its leaders insist many thousands of lives have been saved by air attacks on Colonel Gaddafi's forces. But the evidence from Misrata of the scale of civilian casualties there exposes the limits of air power. So I asked NATO's Secretary General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, if the alliance couldn't do more.
We hit targets on the ground with the aim to protect civilians.
The residents of Misrata have told our correspondent that NATO raids happen at the same time every day. Gaddafi's forces simply wait until they're over and then they get back to the business of killing civilians.
I have full confidence in our military commanders, and they have been quite successful in taking out Gaddafi military capabilities.
But you can't stop the snipers in Misrata, can you? And they're apparently killing a lot of civilians.
Of course, that is a real problem.
The three leaders who represent the dominant military powers in NATO, the United States, Britain and France, are hardening their political position against Colonel Gaddafi. They insist the aim of bombing is not regime change, but equally that it won't stop until the Libyan leader is gone. America's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had private talks in Berlin with the Foreign Secretary William Hague about translating that into action.
I think we're very much on the same page as very close allies, very committed to working together.
But you're planning an intensification of military action?
Well, the tempo will be maintained as set out in the NATO statement. We are talking to other countries about providing more strike assets.
But with Britain and France supplying most of the ground attack aircraft, it's proving very hard to persuade others to get actively involved. Spain, Italy and the Netherlands have all been lent on. All have refused. The Dutch Foreign Minister, Yuri Rosenthal, says the NATO mission is going beyond what the UN has authorised.
I would not be opposed against the United Nations taking whatever responsibility, and then we would see to it, on the part of the Dutch government, whether we could accommodate the ambitions of such a resolution.
The French Defence Minister has also made remarks implying that a further Security Council resolution could be needed. But that's not the view of his president or the leaders of Britain and the United States, who are determined to push Colonel Gaddafi from power.